Our lesson today will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 5, and we will begin at verse 8 in a few moments. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 8. As we assemble together on this broadcast, we are thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the saving one and the only one who can save you and me from our sins. As declared before by the angel to Joseph, "And shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. It's what Mary was to do. Luke 19:10, the Lord himself declared, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." And declared boldly by the Apostle Peter, "Neither is salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." As we are obedient unto Christ and his word, we know that we are doing his will. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." John 6:63, Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Now, for the next few moments, consider with me our lesson text from 2 Kings 5, starting with verse 8. "And an individual named Naaman, who was a captain of the host of the king of Syria, he was well respected and held in high esteem, but all of the high regards he had could not affect his leprosy." And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?" Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. You see, my friends, in other words, his flesh profited him nothing, but the words from the Almighty of God through his servant Elisha could. Yet watch how Naaman tried other ways. Amazing! I mean, to get rid of the plague of leprosy, all Naaman had to do was something simple. The bottom line, do what God said do. Now, as God speaks to us today through his Son and his Word that gives us life, we note that from Hebrews 1:1-2, we can still see the importance of obedience now as it was then. Maybe these lessons from a leper will help us to be the way God wants us to be, to simply obey God, do what God said do. First of all, like Naaman, sometimes we try to find a person to please us. Verses 5 through 7, we go back to 2 Kings chapter 5, to where he went unto the king of Syria, thought he could take care of it. Naaman went to the king instead of the prophet of God. Even today, men are looking for salvation for their soul in all the wrong places. The whims and desires of men, the creeds and man-made doctrines, and not in the Word of God. Rather than be pleasing to God, we try sometimes to be pleasing to men, but Paul said in Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." In Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In Romans 11:33-36, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Thus, therefore, dear listener, pleasing God should be our aim. As long as we do what his Bible says to do, we'll please God. In listening to man, we need to find those that are honest but striving to do God's will. The servants were able to reason with Naaman, and he listened. so there must be that confidence in others, but make certain it is good and truthful. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." The person that cares for our soul is the one we should be pleased with, for we see the beauty of that individual who will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins, James 5:19 and 20. So while we are thankful for family and friends, are we truly guided by the right example and the right lives in searching for Christ? Are you looking to please man instead of God? Take a lesson from a leper. Change, or you will still have spiritual leprosy, which is called sin. We cannot please man and go to God's heaven. Let's see the second thing Naaman tried to do. Verse 11, he tried to settle it himself. Now notice what he said. "Behold, I thought." Or in other words, here's the way it should go. Now the prophet did not even come out to see Naaman. The prophet Elisha didn't need to. He sent out his messenger who would state exactly what the prophet Elisha would have said. Today people think that God needs to speak directly to them. But we have His holy word. What else is needed? Someone says, "Unless God speaks directly to me." My friends, if God speaks to you and tells you something other than what His Word says, you're listening to the wrong God. Rather, why can we not rely upon His Word, which we understand from 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, how that He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Or rather, that's in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. His divine power is given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that had called us to glory and virtue. God has given us all things. We've got it. We've just got to get on with it. And someone up and says, "Oh, well, I believe in God, though. I mean, I believe in God." Well, my friends, let's consider the verses of John 12, 42 and 43. "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him, but because of the Pharisees that did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." My friend, you might believe in God, but if you're doing things your way, you are no better than those chief rulers. The wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 16:25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Naaman became angry, and it didn't do a bit of good. He still had leprosy. You know, recently my wife and I were traveling through an airport, and we had some luggage that arrived later than what we thought we should, thought it should. But to be quite honest with you folks, getting angry would not have gotten that luggage there a little better. We just calmly waited, tried to figure out what was going on, and moved onward as we could. Today, many an individual complains about what God desires. So many times we find individuals who complain about things that go on in the church. And I find amazing, on many occasions, the ones that complain about a matter are doing very little themselves. I remember sometimes, years gone by, in congregations where I attended, I know that there was an individual that complained how this was not happening and that was not happening. So when I suggested some thoughts to address it, things were agreed upon, but nothing was done. It was amazing to me how there were those who would complain about something, and I'd say, "Well, here's what you've got to do." "Oh, I'm not going to do it." Folks, I just refuse to listen any longer. Folks, when you've got a situation, it's got to be addressed, and you've got to stay with it till it is addressed. I know many folks that try to find their own niche, their own way, their own criteria in church hunting and all. But until one does things God's way, take a lesson from a leper. You will still have spiritual leprosy. And that's called sin. Here's a third thing we learn about Naaman's mistakes. We try to reason about baptism. Now, verse 12, Naaman asked if the rivers of Damascus were not better than all the waters of Israel. Continuing a thought on his preconceived idea of how his healing would occur, Naaman, in essence, expressed the following. "Well, isn't one river as good as another?" You ever heard anything familiar about that? Some people say, "Well, isn't one church as good as another?" Ladies and gentlemen, in all reality, no, it's not. Someone says, "Oh, I don't believe that." I mean, some individuals can make something just as plain in the Scripture and they just brush it off. "Well, I don't believe that." Can you imagine Naaman? "Why, river is river." Some people, "Why, church is church." But you know, my friends, there was water in God's plan to heal Naaman's leprosy. and there is water in God's plan to heal man's soul today. It's the obedient measure of baptism. My friend, Jesus commanded that in Matthew 28:19. Paul, or rather Peter, preached it in Acts 2 and verse 38. Saul understood for his sins to be washed away. That's what he needed to do. Acts 22:16. In Romans 6:3-4, Paul says we are to be buried. Well, you bury a dead person, dead in sin, and raised to walk in newness of life. Somebody says, oh, you're saying something that's in the water. What about faith? Well, my friends, if the water could have healed, every leper in the world would have taken off to the River Jordan. Water is water, but it is the obedience through one's faith that heals, and as water was important then because God commanded it, it is important now because God has commanded it. Take a lesson from a leper. Until he dipped 7 times, leprosy would remain. And until you dip in the waters of baptism through your faith, you will still have spiritual leprosy. And that's called sin. Fourth thing of a lesson from a leper, try listening to God. And it does work. In verse 14, when Naaman did what God commanded him to do, he realized by doing what God's prophet said he must do, he would be healed. And he dipped 7 times in that muddy river of Jordan. And he walked away with his flesh just as clean. And today one must put aside his way and obey God's way to be saved eternally in heaven. Matthew 19:26 tells us, but with God all things are possible. Jesus even reasoned in Luke 6:46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. My friends, obedience upon one's faith is required. When Naaman did what was commanded, then and only then was he cleansed. Take a lesson from a leper. When we respond to God's commands, then and only then will you rid yourself of the spiritual leprosy. And that's called sin. Lessons from a leper. Listen to God over man. God's never wrong. Listen to God over yourself, because you cannot settle it yourself. Listen to God over man when it comes to baptism. The plan of salvation is always right, and God's word is right. Listen to God, period. It does work. And my friend, you can rid yourself of that spiritual leprosy today. Based upon your faith in Christ with a repentant heart, confessing Jesus as the Son of God, and yes, being buried in the waters of baptism into the death of Christ, those sins will be forgiven, Acts 2:38. Washed away, Acts 22:16, and that's when you put on Christ, Galatians 3:27.